Hi, everybody. I'm Bob Schneider. Welcome to the Song Club.
I knew it was a bad idea to meet you here, my dear.
All right. Welcome, everybody. It's almost the end of 2017. Hope everybody's having a great holiday season or whatever it is that we're in the middle of. This is the time of the year where I like to look back at the year and see what songs I've written. The way I do it, the way I've been doing it for years now is, for the last 4 or 5 years at least, is every year on my iTunes, I have a name for the album for all the songs that I wrote that year. And this year, the name was Brave New World. It seemed like an apt album title for this year. But some of the past years, it's been things like Copy That Dude was 1 year. Super Shit was 1 year. What else? I don't know. I can't think of what they were all called. Oh, Practical Guide to Everything was 1 year. So sometimes when you're getting these songs, by the way, welcome everybody. Thank you, all my Patreon members. Thank you for your support and thanks for being a part of it. So anyways, when you get your downloads, sometimes you'll notice when you pull them up on your iTunes or whatever you listen to, it'll have like album names and you'll be like, what album is this? It's not really an album. It's just the way I keep them sorted in my iTunes. So I know kind of around what time they were written. So like it might say Super Shit, or it might be Brave New World or Practical Guide to Everything or Into the Great Unknown. I think that might've been last year's. And then for a long time, I just called everything anthology, but that was for like 7 or 8 years. So any old songs kind of will fall under anthology and stuff. So anyways, this year it was Brave New World. And I like to kind of look back at what I've written over the year. And some years are better than others. And this year was okay. I don't know if it was the best, but I did write a couple songs that I'm really happy about. So that's always good. What I used to do back when I started doing the song game, 17, 18 years ago, was I would put everything on cassette. And so every song I would write, I would mix down to these cassettes, and then I would name the cassettes different things. And I have them in front of me, so I'm like looking at them. These are some of the titles of the cassettes. The Overactive Imaginarium, Mr. Swingle, Intoxicated, The Long Black Road, Nothing But Time, Grace Notes, Fresh Hits from Shitsville, Son of Viva La Get Down, The Fluctuation Method. I'm having a hard time reading some of these. Whatever Happened, Mr. Whatever. Whatever Happened to Mr. Whatever. Anyways, these are these cassettes that would have all these songs on them. And then, a lot of songs that you've never heard of, but, you know, some good stuff in here and some bad stuff. Kind of the way I've always done it. I'll write a good song, and then I'll write a couple shitty songs, and then I'll write a song or two that are good. Writing shitty songs has never stopped me from continuing to write. Even though I will say, you know, you write a few shitty songs in a row and it does really tend to make you think, oh, maybe it's all over. Maybe I'll never write another good song. And that's kind of the way I've always felt. Like I've always felt like, oh, I'll never write another good song. In fact, after I wrote after Lonely Land came out, which I'm really happy with the way that record came out, but I was just like, well, that's it. I'll never write a record as good as Lonely Land. And maybe I haven't, but I have written a lot of songs and I have put out some albums that I'm really proud of. since then. So even though I thought, well, I'll never be able to replicate the songs from this record, I have written some stuff that I'm really happy with. And so I do think it's something that you can continue to do well for a long time. Now, I think I've talked about it in this podcast. I think a lot of people stop putting the time and energy into songwriting that it takes to write good material. And so I think, you know, you look at famous songwriters and maybe they get everything they want out of their career, and then they don't have necessarily the drive to continue to do it, or maybe they have so much money that it's hard to find the time, you know, away from getting blown by everybody, or you know, riding around on their yacht or whatever it is that they're doing, spending their time doing, or getting interviewed by people. Guess what's not happening with me? Nobody's interviewing me. Nobody, I'm not getting blown or interviewed by anybody. So gives me a lot of time to write songs. So that's good, I guess. If you want me to write songs, then great. Things are working out for you, for sure. So anyways, let me get right into it. I'm just going to try to stick to talking about these songs today instead of getting too far off topic. So let's just listen to one. This first song's called "The World Turns Blue." I wrote the song quite a while ago, and then at some point I rewrote the demo sometime in the last 5 years, because the one that I had before was, I don't know what the deal was with it, but I had to re-record it. Maybe I'd never actually recorded a demo. That happens occasionally. Some of the oldest songs that I've written, I never recorded. I just would play them live and have the guys learn them on stage while we were playing them, and there's no recordings of them. So maybe that was the case with this song. I don't know. But I did record this version a few years ago, and my wife singing on the chorus. So when you hear the female voice on there, it's my wife, Laura. So let's listen to it, and I'll talk about it.
I'd like to hang around with you while the world turns blue. I'd like to hang around with you while the world turns blue. We don't have to run around. Like we used to do. We don't have to do anything. We don't want to, baby. I'd like to hang around with you while the world turns blue. I'd like to hang around with you while the world turns blue. I think by now our debt's been paid. All the games. Step back and look, we've got it made. I'd like to hang around with you while the world turns blue. I'd like to hang around with you while the world.
Man, I could listen to that song all day. Well, that turned out pretty good, I guess. Anyways, maybe it's just I love hearing my wife's beautiful voice. I do like listening to her sing. It really does fill the house with a lot of joy for me when I hear it. I prefer that to yelling and berating me for things that I've fallen short of her expectations on. So singing usually means that things are everything's good in the house. So I'll take singing over most all other things that I hear. Did I wish everybody a happy holiday? If I didn't, hey, happy holiday, everybody. And I hope it's a safe and wonderful situation for everybody, and you get to where you're going and back home safely, and you don't have too horrible of a time hanging out with your respective families. I know that's difficult for me. It is. I love my family, and I know my wife loves her family. I get to go hang out with her and her family, and they all love each other. But usually when families get together, usually there's some, you know, it devolves over a period of days or hours sometimes into chaos, depending on the household. I know in my household and also in my wife's household, that tends to be the case. So it's kind of always the best plan is to get in and get out before things get too crazy. Anyways, so hopefully you can get in and get out without too much difficulty. And also thanks to all my Patreon members. If I've thanked you already in this podcast, then you know that that's probably bad news if that's the case. But I've recorded this now, this particular podcast now. This is my second go around. So I don't know if I thanked you guys in this podcast or the one that I erased. But thank you either way for your support. And I'm so glad that you're part of this. And let's see, I'm just going to keep moving through these songs that are on this week's Song Club. And this next one's called Hands on My Arms. And I wrote this song a few years ago. Again, neither of these are brand new. And when I wrote it, we tried to play it live, and it wasn't working for some reason. And then it kind of got put on the back burner, like a lot of these songs do. I'll play them once or twice, and if they don't work, I just stop playing them because I've got so many songs. I'll just yawn right now. And then I started playing it a little while ago, maybe a year ago again, and it really worked. And then we stopped playing it again, and then just recently in the last month, I started playing it. And also, I had somebody request it, so it's in the Song Club, and Donna Getson is the lady who requested this song. So let's take a listen to it. Hands on My Arms.
I'm building a center for me. I'm building a center for you. I make a whole lot of money. That's what I do. So I can open up your purse and put the money in. Cause wasting all that honey sure would be a sin. And it's the things that can't be given. It's the things that can't be got. That away, there's life worth living. And the way your cold heart high. Got some hands on my arms, wanna lose them on you. Kisses on my chips, wanna choose them on you. Arms on my body, wanna wrap you in them. Lips on my mouth like cinnamon. 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 I make a mean bowl of gravy, it's tasty as can be. And you can pour it all over everything that you see. I hold a hand on the shark when I'm down in the water. It's always what you do and never ever what you order. Cause it's the things that can't be given. It's the things that can't be got. That'll make your life worth living. It'll make your cold heart hard. Got some hands on my arms, wanna lose.
I got some hands on my arms, wanna lose them on ya. Kisses on my lips, wanna choose ammonia. I like to just make up language. And then I feel like if you make up language in a song, people just like, oh yeah, that's, I guess that's a thing that I wasn't aware of, that that's the way people talk. I mean, that's what I, when I listen to rap music, they'll like say stuff and I go, oh, well, I guess that's the thing. That's the way the kids are, that's the language. That's the lingo the kids are using. So I figure, fuck it. I'll just do the same thing and I'll just make up whatever the fuck I want to make up in these songs. And then people will be like, well, I've never really heard that expression before, but I guess that's an expression I don't know about. Yeah, you don't know about it because I just made that shit up. Because that's the whole world. Everything in the world is all just made up bullshit that somebody made up at some point. And now we're just like, oh no. The correct use of the word is blah, 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 bitch. When really, it was just a bunch of fucking knucklehead motherfuckers, like, agreeing and, like, putting it in a book and then making kids learn that shit in school and then hammering that shit in and then caning the fuck out of people and then doing whatever, you know, ridiculing them and embarrassing them until finally they turned into real dicks. And then pass the information on to their fucking offspring. And here we are, 20 motherfucking 17. And everybody's like, oh, I know what it is, bitch. I know what it is. Do you know what it is? Oh, you don't? You're a dummy. No, you're not. You just don't know the information that some other cocksuckers agreed upon. Sorry for devolving into the language, but... that's the way I feel about it. Anyways, that was a little bit extreme, probably. I'm getting my first wind of the day. Also, it's called, like, I don't know if you have plants. I have plants at my house, and they, basically, they're all just dying. All the plants at my house are in the process of dying, and then I'm trying to keep them alive as long as I can before they die. And as they go about their dying process, they're not thriving. There's no plants in my house that are thriving. I buy the plants that are hardest to kill, and then they are dying. But luckily, they're so hard to kill that it takes a long time for the plants that I have left to die. But as I slowly kill them by not obviously taking care of them correctly or putting them in the right light or whatever it is that I'm doing wrong, they start losing leaves. And then one of my methods of keeping them alive longer is I like to shake them to shake out the loose leaves. And I feel like I do that every once in a while on this podcast by getting, by using some language. I'm like shaking out the loose leaves in this podcast. Because I'll lose a few people when I use the word cocksucker. They'll be like, oh, I don't know about the word cocksucker. Or I don't know, whatever other C words I can think of to throw in to spice it up a little bit. It's too spicy for some folk, this kind of talk. So I'll lose a few of the dead leaves. But I figured I'll lose them anyways eventually. They're not part of the tree. They're not part of the plant that will stay alive longest. Actually, this plant metaphor may go all the way with the Patreon song group and my fans in general. I feel like the fans that I do have at this point are the ones that are the hardest to kill. So thank you. You're the force to be reckoned with. Because believe me, I've shaken off many, many fans over the years by saying things or doing things at shows or putting out music that people don't like or whatever it is. I've gotten rid of a lot of folks. So the folks that are still with me, you people, you're the strong, hardy type. So give yourselves some credit for hanging in there for the long haul. Let's listen to another song. This is a Christmas song. I like to write a Christmas song every year. Just because I think it's a good idea to write a Christmas song every year. The one I wrote last year sucked so bad. And the one I wrote this year, I like. When I wrote it, though, I got some weird viral chest throat illness from my daughter, who got it from baby school. And so I barely could sing when I wrote this song. So my voice is a little scratchy on it. But let's check it out. A little Christmassy feel to it. I wrote Santa a letter this year. I only asked for one thing, dear. It wasn't money or a case of beer or brand new TV. I didn't ask for peace on earth or goodwill for what it's worth. It's probably what the world needs now, but I asked for something for me. I asked for Christmas kisses underneath these stars above. Christmas kisses, oh, from the one I love. I know Christmas is supposed to be about Marianne, her little baby, getting warm in the nursery on a snowy night, and the wise men stopping by to bring gifts and just say hi and see the Savior safe and dry and doing all right. But I want Christmas kisses underneath the mistletoe. Christmas kisses from the one I love. Yeah, when you have a little 2-year-old girl and you still love your wife and a little 12-year-old boy at the house, that's the kind of songs you write. That's corny Christmas songs. But I like that song. I don't know. I'm a romantic. And it might not seem that way sometimes with some of the things I say, but that's really the heart of it, is just I just want to be loved and to love. And that's all I really, that's the stuff that's the most important to me. I mean, there are other stuff that should probably be more important, like maybe the environment or helping people or whatever it is. But I don't know. I just, that's the thing that I'm the most concerned about. I don't know if it's because the family I brought up, was brought up in, they loved me, but they were also, you know, they had their problem. They weren't great parents. So, I mean, they were better than their horrible, shitty parents. So they had improved upon the situation. And I think in their minds, they thought they were doing a pretty good job, but they were also, you know, my dad's an alcoholic and my mom was right there along for the ride with him. So, you know, when you're young and your parents are partying until they pass out, you kind of figure out, well, shit, I got to figure it out because nobody's taking care of me right now. So it's time to grow up, you know. And when you have to grow up when you're 5 or 6 you're not sure what's happening, you end up, you know, being kind of fucked up and narcissistic and wondering what's going on and if there's something wrong with you or whatever. So that's the thing that I'm the most concerned about, and that's what I tend to write about the most is relationships and love and how that affects me and how that affects other people and stuff. And so, so when I'm writing about Christmas, instead of, you know, keeping it spooky and scary, which I love this. Those are my favorite Christmas songs, the spooky and scary, like Silent Night. Ooh, Silent Night's like a damn, you know, Wes Craven movie, as far as I'm concerned. Silent Night, Holy Night. That shit's fucking scary. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? All is calm, but it's the calm before the motherfucking storm. All is bright. Bright? What the fuck? It's not bright. It's fucking the middle of the night, motherfucker. Round yon virgin mother and child. I don't even know what the fuck that line means. I really don't. Like, break it down and it makes no sense. I know, I get it. Mother Mary, she's a virgin, but she was impregnated by God? By fucking God. So she hasn't had sex with anybody and she has a fucking baby inside her. If you believe that shit, that fucking shit is fucked up. Let's keep going. Or is that all of the song I remember? Round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild. What the fuck? Tender and mild? Are they going to eat this child? You don't know at this point because all you have this fucking God baby. Maybe part of the deal is they eat the baby. If you're just hearing the song for the first time, you don't know what the fuck's going to happen. It's scary shit. Tender and mild. Right. Holy infant, so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Death, death, death. So yeah, maybe they're going to eat the child. Sleep in heavenly peace. That's a fucking crazy, scary ass song. I mean, sure. That's out of context, but yeah, you hear it and you're like, oh yeah, that's about the baby Jesus and everything's cool. But if you just like were, I don't know, like an alien and that shit was beamed out into the fucking, you know, universe and you heard that, you'd be like, what fucking weird ass alien species is, you know, what's their deal? We better go in there with our guns drawn. Fucking weird ass eating their babies, motherfuckers on this planet. Good God. So, yeah. So mine tend to not be weird and scary like Silent Night. They're more corny and sweet. All right, let me do another song here. This is a song called When I Fall. And I love the line. You know, I get these lines when I'm writing. And again, I don't know where they come from. I think it's a combination of my conscious and subconscious mind, but I'll just be writing down lyrics, or usually that's the way I do it. I'll come up with some kind of music and then I'll just start writing whatever comes into my mind. And again, most of it's kind of crap. And then every once in a while I'll get a good line. And sometimes the whole song is just one good line. And the rest of the song is just an excuse to have the line. And in this song, the good line is, I make mistakes, but not the same mistakes that a young man makes. I just love that line so much, because it's true. I make mistakes, but not the same mistakes that a young man makes.
When I fall, I fall into the light. When I fall, it's all right. And when I fall, baby,
the same mistakes that a young man makes. When I fall,
yeah, I make mistakes.
When I fall,
I do make the same mistakes that a young man makes as well. That's the thing about songs. You just write down whatever you want, and then people are like, oh, yeah, he makes mistakes. Yeah. But not the same mistakes that a young man makes, because he said that in the song. So, you know, so yeah, he's learned a lot. You know, he's not perfect. He's not perfect about it either. But there he is. He don't make the same mistakes he used to make. Yeah, I do. I do. I still make the same mistakes that I made as a young man. But I mean, I don't poop in my pants. Yeah. Well, no, I do poop in my pants. What don't I do? Well, I make all the mistakes that I used to make. Because I forget. I forget easily. I mean, I try not to, and I have learned a lot. And but yeah. You know, you forget sometimes. I ain't nobody perfect. No, I'm perfect. So, I mean, I don't poop in my pants a lot. I don't poop. Maybe this is, I make the same mistakes that a young man makes, but just not as often. I don't poop as often in my pants as I did when I was a small child, when I was just learning about poop. But I'm sure, again, I guess that's the thing. You get older, you start pooping more again. It's all cyclical. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know why it's devolved into pooping. I guess it all devolves into pooping eventually. When it comes to stuff. Let's see here. I'm going to keep going. No need to stop with the songs. I'm just going to get them out. I'm going to get them out quickly this week. No need to dilly-dally, as it were. So this next song is called Let Us Entertain You. This is a new song. I just wrote this last week. So let's check it out. I'll talk about it afterwards.
Put it back, let me take a look, tell me what you're looking at. Here's a fact, this ain't a book, this ain't a color TV. That's right, boy, this is reality and I'm right here. The sand in the castle is giving when your man dragging up above. But I understand you got a way with words, you gotta sweep me away. I won't wake up, can I get it today? Cause I'm here, underneath the hill. The tires by the back of the fire, where the sky meets the city. Where the fire looks pretty, where the gangs went. When your words were clear and your eyes spin. Of tears when the high road lied, somewhere around here and the race was tied. Bad and the good and the world seemed bright when you took back the batch in the middle of the night. I'm not sure where we are right now. Are we at the end or the beginning somehow? Where the high went wrong, where the world went lazy. We all went to sleep, we all went crazy. With our hands on the wheel, didn't know for a while. Someone else with hands on the dial. Deal was set, didn't like it like that. But the deal was set, now we're dancing the black. I'm not sure where we are right now. At the end or back, at the beginning somehow. St. Peter or the devil playing flute. Is that good or evil? No time to get cute. So far from the path we knew. Seems that way, but tell me what is true. It's hard to say in a world of lies. It's hard to do, but everybody tries. One minute on solid ground. The next thing you know, the world ain't round. Well, the minute the world's at your feet. The next thing you know, you're on the beach. Been so high, nowhere to run. Hard to fight the world with a gun. Used to fight the world with facts. But nowadays, they say just relax. What you know?
Used to fight the world with facts. Nowadays they say, hey man, just relax with your facts. Relax with your facts. I mean, I get it. I think in this podcast already I've talked about how everything's just a bunch of bullshit that we've all agreed to. But come on. Certain things we've agreed to because they make sense. At some point we agreed that the world was round because that makes sense. The fact that people are now saying that the world is flat, I'm like, what the fuck? Really? We're living in a world where people can say that the world is fucking flat and we don't fucking freak out as a goddamn unified group of people. I mean, I'm not saying, I just think, what the fuck? We've got too many people in the world already. I mean, I know this kind of talk is going to get me in trouble because it's controversial to say the least, but I do believe, like, here's the deal. If somebody said you are now the new ruler of the world and everything you say goes, there'd be a lot of people dying real soon, like quickly, like it would not be good for a lot of people immediately. Dumb, super dumb people would be eliminated fairly quickly. Like anybody would be a test. You'd be in like in a room and you'd be like, fill out a questionnaire. And one of the questions would be, do you believe that the earth is flat? And then if you answered yes, then there'd be a trap door and you would fall into something that would grind you up. And then you would become Soylent Green and you would become part of the solution instead of the problem. And you would provide nourishment for people that who have enough brain power to understand that the world is not flat. Oh, no, baby. The world is flat, man. It's a conspiracy. Because, see, look. There's no pictures of... Fuck you, is what I'm saying. Trapdoor. Trapdoor for you bitches. Who believe that the world is flat. And if there's anybody that's listening to this podcast who thinks the world is flat, please don't be part of my Patreon. Don't ever come to another show. Please, for God's sakes. Oh, my God. Really? Really? I'm always stunned when I hear stuff like that. I really am. There's just no telling how stupid people can get. And I mean, that's just it's not the tip of the iceberg. That's the iceberg. That's the part below the surface. That's not the tip. That's the shaft. That's like the beginning of the ball area. I'd say that's like halfway through. Like if you're going balls deep, like where you try to get all the balls in there. It's halfway down the ball, depending on how distended your balls are. You know, obviously if you've got some young man nuts, a good, I would say at least half ball. I mean, a 50% ball penetration part of the iceberg. So yeah, that as far as that being the problem, if we're using the ball tip shaft analogy, which I am, that's what I'm using right now. So, all right. Again, shaking the Patreon plant. Maybe we lost another one or two, but not many at this point. We're all feel like it's a tough group. Lord of the Flies style. We lost Piggy, fell off the side of the cliff or whatever. He's gone. Or is it Piggy that dies? I think Pig Boy or whatever his name is, he dies. Unfortunately, very sad. But it does feel like Lord of the Flies. We're like in a Lord of the Flies situation right now, and it sucks. Like people just need to be nice. Now, I know. I just went on a whole thing where I said kill people that believe. I'm not saying kill people. Oh, by the way, I'm never saying kill people that are stupid. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying if there was a scenario where I was the king of the planet and everything that I said went, I would have a test. One of the tests would be, do you believe the earth is flat? And then if you answered yes, then you would be turned into food for other people. But that's a scenario that will never happen. I'm not saying do that now or ever if you're not me and you're not the ruler of the world. Let me handle that stuff in this eventual me ruling the world thing that will never happen. Unless, of course, I become a Mormon at some point, join the LDS community, get high enough up in the ranks that I get my own planet, and then when I die, I become the ruler, then tough luck for a lot of folks on that planet. So that could happen. But again, that won't happen in this lifetime. It'll happen in the next lifetime. So in this lifetime, do this. Take care of yourself. Be sweet to everybody, even stupid people. And don't try to kill anybody. That's my advice to you. But of course, you're going to do whatever the fuck you want to do, because that's what the world is. It's a bunch of people doing whatever the fuck they want to do. What about the golden rule? Yeah, what about the fucking golden rule? I've tried to live by the golden rule my whole life, and it makes me feel good about myself when I do it. But it certainly as fuck does not make other people do the golden rule. A lot of other people are like, oh, we're going to use the copper rule or the wood rule or the shit stick rule or whatever the fuck rule they use. And that rule sometimes gets real shitty for a lot of people. Anyways, let's listen to another song. This is a Patreon request. If you have requests or songs that you want to hear, just let me know. You can go to the community posts or whatever on Patreon and let me know what songs you'd like to have me put in the song club, and I will put them in the queue, and hopefully eventually they'll go out here on the song club. So this is one of those. This is a song called Sky High. And let's listen to it. Nobody to blame. Nothing like coughing on the old podcast. That's always good. Anyways, I was Sky High. And I used to be high back in the day. I used to be high all the time. But it's been years now. I've been sober for a long time. 22 years, 22 and a half years. So a lot, I mean, not very many people, but occasionally people come up to me after the show like, hey, man, you want to smoke some or can I buy you a beer? And I'm like, not right now. Maybe later. But that's not the way it used to be. It used to be the answer was yes. But now the answer's maybe later. Maybe later. That's a good answer for me. Anyways, my motto is always do whatever you can do. If you feel good, do it. But if it makes you feel worse than it makes you feel good, maybe don't do that. Do the stuff that makes you feel good more than it makes you feel bad. And then that's a good way to live. Again, golden rule. Everything kind of works out. Unless you're a goddamn psychopath or sociopath. Then the stuff that makes you feel good will make you feel good. And you have no conscience. And so you'd never understand that what you're doing is wrong. So if you don't have a conscience, then can't really use that rule. If you don't have a conscience, then just, I don't know, go by what you see other people that have a conscience are doing and do that. Or succeed in business, you know, and step all over everybody in the world and not worry about it. Which is, I feel like, I do feel like some people, like I don't have the kind of brain or the kind of constitution that would work if I knew that what I was doing was going to affect people's lives in a negative way in the long run. I couldn't do it, but I do see people that like just want to get ahead and don't care about other people. And I don't see, like, the only way I think that could work is that you have to be a psychopath. You have to not have be able to have empathy. You can't have a conscience and get away with that. Otherwise, you'd be super rich, but you'd be really deeply unhappy. And I see people that look like they're pretty happy doing horrible things. And I go, well, okay, the only answer to that is that's a sociopath. And they have done some studies where they've discovered that a lot of CEOs and people that own huge corporations are probably functioning psycho or sociopaths. So that makes sense to me. Otherwise, you know, not, and again, not everybody's like that. You see some people with, that do really well, that have a lot of money, that go, oh, I'm going to take this and I'm going to try to make the world better because that makes me feel better. Money doesn't make you feel good. And, I don't think power makes you feel good. Unless you somehow can make that again, make the world better somehow. But some people aren't concerned with making the world better. They're just concerned with the money and power thing. And again, I'm not built for that. I don't know. I couldn't do it. But again, it takes all types to make the world, for sure. I've been listening to this guy, Alan Watts. I don't know if anybody's ever listened to Alan Watts on this podcast, but I read a book of his years ago, which I really liked. And then I discovered recently that he's on YouTube and he has a podcast as well. I mean, he's been dead for a long time, but you can hear him talking about the world. And, he talks a lot about Hinduism and Eastern religions and Western religions and just about being alive and stuff. And I love what he has to say. It rings true to me. If you saw that movie, Her, about the Spike Jonze movie, later on in the movie, the AI or the operating system introduces Joaquin Phoenix to this guy, Alan Watts, who they've created an AI persona out of all of his, all of his writings and stuff. And, it's pretty interesting. Anyways, if you want to listen to somebody who's a lot smarter and able to talk about being alive and what that might feel like and be like in a way that's much better than I'm able to do, I recommend it. Alan Watts, good stuff. There's plenty of him chit-chatting, and he's got a beautiful British accent. And there's some cool pictures of him where he's got like a beard and he's got that 70s, late 60s, early 70s good time vibe. Like you just feel like you only see his face, but you feel like, oh yeah, if I could see his whole body, he'd be wearing like short, like cut off jeans where if you just, you know, if you get lucky, you're going to see part of like a ball hanging out of the bottom. At some point, that's when I think of the '70s, I think of balls hanging out of tight cut off jeans. Does that make me, what does that make me? Yeah. Well, you figure it out. Anyways, let's listen to another song. This is a song called Flinty. It is one of my more favorite songs that I've written. It's because it's so different for me than a lot of the songs that I've written. The demo is weird because I don't really sing the chorus the way I sing it live. This is one of those songs that actually got better when I started playing it live than the demo. But there's something really kind of quirky and kind of sweet about the demo. So here it is. This is the original demo for Flinty.
Hang your skirt on the chair right there. Come here where the moon is shining on the chair. Baby, throw your hair, say my name. It's Flinty. That's the sound. That's the sound. I like it like that. That's the sound. That's the sound. I like it like that. When you taste that candy in your mouth, say my name slowly, not once, not twice, but all night. Flinty. When you taste that candy in your mouth, say my name slowly, not once, not twice, but all night. Flinty. That's the sound. That's the sound. I like it like that. That's the sound. That's the sound. I like it like that. In the cathedral with the doctor's nurse, it couldn't get much worse in the hearse, but of course it could hardly get better. In the cathedral with the doctor's nurse, it couldn't get much worse in the hearse, but of course it could hardly get better. You do this thing, you do this thing, you do this thing. That's changes everything. Is nothing. That's changes better.
Yeah, Flinty. Nothing is better. I like that little Chinese banjo solo. That's the bomb right there. Flinty. My name's Flinty. I love that. I don't know why, but it just reminds me of that scene in RoboCop where the CEO, who's the horrible person, hires that guy to go fuck that young dude up who's with those chicks, and they're all like doing coke and stuff, and he comes in and shoots him to death. I don't know why that song reminds me of that scene, but that scene's pretty funny in the movie. I mean, that movie's pretty funny overall. I don't like a lot of movies that are super violent that tend to be comedies, but that movie's so like ridiculous that it kind of works. Even though it's, I mean, it's so messed up, but I like it. It's a hard R, so it's for adults only, which I like. I don't like kids, like movies that are, you know, like PG-13 movies that are aimed at like teenagers that are super violent. I tend to piss me off. I'm like, if you're going to be have a movie be super violent, give it an R. And then, like, it's ridiculous that you can't use the word fuck more than once. If you use it twice in a movie, then you get an R rating. Just because I don't... Language is language. It's not a big deal. I know, obviously, it can offend some people, and some people aren't down with it, and kids don't necessarily understand when the correct time to use certain words is, and I get that part of it. But the fact that you can show really horrendous sort of violent imagery to children, you know, teenagers, I think, are children, but you can't have them hear the word fuck more than once is ridiculous. And also nudity, obviously, in this country, nudity is such a taboo thing, which is very weird because we're all naked. We're all naked right now. We're covering up our nudity with clothes, but I mean, I grew up in Germany where it's just nudity's fine, and it is. It's not a big deal, but we make it a real big deal in this country. So nudity's a big deal, language is a big deal, but violence is fine. What the fuck? That is not right. Violence is not good. And I don't think, you know, we need to be shown as much of it or see as much of it as we do. I say more nudity, more, F words, more use of the word fuck, more nudity, less violence. That's my platform. I'm going to be running for president of the world. Starting now, president of the world, Bob Schneider. Remember, besides nudity and a lot of cussing, there will be a lot of death being dealt as well, unfortunately. But good, a good cleansing, I like to call it, a good cleansing of the palate for the new world order that would be the B. Schnitty regime. And, yeah, I would make like Stalin look like, you know, Jimmy Carter, I think, if I came into power. So let's not let that happen. I'm not coming into power, by the way, if you're listening to this and you're insane, like, oh shit, I got to stop Bob Schneider from coming into power. I'm not coming into power. So you don't need to worry about it. Put down your notions and, pick up the lotion and start doing whatever you're doing with the lotion. Put down the notions. Put down the notions. Pick up the lotions. Let go the potions inside your stupid ass insane brain. You crazy persons, whoever you are. Hopefully there aren't any. All right. So I'm almost done. Thank God. Thank God we're almost over this podcast. I feel like it's way shorter than the ones that I've put out recently, which I think is a good thing. So the last song is a song called Tell Me That You Love Me. It's on the new record. And I really love the demo, the original demo for this song. And I like the album version as well. I'm not convinced I got a really good version on the album as well, but I got a great, it's a cool version. It's the version that we ended up doing, in the studio. Great musicians as always, Dave Monzie on bass, Conrad Chacrun on drums, Billy Harvey on guitars, Dave Boyle on keyboards. So it's a version. And it's recorded well. I don't know if it's the definitive version. I feel like this kind of music requires a certain type of producer that Dwight Baker, who produces these records, is not. Or maybe he could do it, but it would feel weird if we produced this track completely different than the other track. So it kind of fits in with the other music that's on the record, which is great. But does it serve the song as well as it should? It's hard to say. But like I said, I really love the demo. You get both. You'll get the demo with your Patreon subscription, and you'll also get the track from the album. I think they both have, I think they're both pretty cool in their own way. So let's listen to both of these. I'll play the demo first, and then I'll play the album track. That'll take us out of this podcast. Again, thanks for joining me on this impossible mission or whatever it is that I'm doing here. Thank you, Patreon subscription members. Thank you for non-Patreon subscription members who are just listening to the podcast because they're trying to kill some time and don't care about getting these songs. Thanks for coming out to shows. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the year, and I'll see you in 2018 on the Song Club. Take care. Bye bye.
Yeah, yeah. Mouth like a snow cone, bass blown, mass vision in the Arctic unknown. Hit you like a cyclone, up late, no worries. Slurry speech, mouth don't work like it's supposed to. Move you again. I bruise like fruit easily. Don't drop me, cause I break when I fall. I'm like 10 feet tall. In the morning I'm grumpy, oatmeal lumpy. Be my hands like silk, got milk I don't. Could use some soon. If you would you please pass me the moon. You got more than you need and I could use some. You got more than you need and I could use some. You got more than you need and I could use some.
Tell me that you love me and I'll tell you that I love you too. Tell me that you love me and I'll tell you that I love you too. What would you do if you needed some? Would you call me on the phone?
Like a beggar, big belly, nacho cheesy. He can't hear what you're saying if you're saying it softly.
Cause I got this hearing damage, babe.
Most rappers serving up burgers, I'm serving up steaks. Take a sniff, girl, smells like cake. Mouth like a goddamn frog, give me a kiss, girl.
Bow, wow, wow.
Tell me that you love me and I'll tell you that I love you too.
Remember, to get this song and all the other songs that you've heard on the Song Club podcast, go to www.patreon.com/Bob Schneider and join the Song Club today, and we'll see you somewhere down the road. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye.